7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me Brother Yasser Ibrahim one of the concepts or Islamic concepts that we have as Muslims is the concept of intercession or shafa'a. Now many times this concept or this term, which is a base foundational belief in Islam, has been misinterpreted or has been used in a, for lack of a better, illegitimate manner. Right? So this belief in intercession or seeking intercession from others, asking others for intercession, pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of somebody else, so we pray for somebody else, for example, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this permission for it to be accepted, it is a axiomatic belief in Islam, meaning what? It is a foundational belief. It is a belief that nobody doubts in Islam. It is not something that needs to be critiqued. But then what happened was that a certain school of thought formed in Islam, they criticized this belief. They said that this goes against unity in worship. Meaning what? Meaning that you are not going directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you are going via something else. And you going something else destroys the unity of worship. Why? Because now there are two things. There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is that other thing that either you are praying for or you are asking that other thing to, you know, pray for you. And this is where the school of the Salafiyya or the Wahhabiyya, Ibn Taymiyyah and his school of thought, rejected the concept of shafa'a and intercession. And this book deals with that concept, that where and how it can be answered and where the problems lie and how we can find solutions to them. So inshallah, the book that we will be introducing will be introduced in our next segment, inshallah. So please stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled A Reinterpretation of the Doctrine of Intercession. It's a very long title for a Farsi book that was just merely titled Shafa'a or Shafa'at. The book was written by Ayatollah Hassan Tahiri. So basically this book is a set of different books that deals with questions and critiques and, you know, mudslinging that is aimed at the Shi'i beliefs by the Salafiyya or by the Wahhabiyya. And it obviously shows that these critiques don't have any grounding. The book was translated, introduced and edited by Salam Judi. It was published by the Al-Mustafa International Translation and Publication Center in the holy city of Qom, Iran, in the year 2011. So as we mentioned, this book deals with the concept of intercession. It contains 8 chapters, each dealing with a particular obvious, you know, topic. For example, chapter 4, real and unreal intercession. What do we mean by intercession? Is everything that we do intercession? Or for example, seeking intercession from the Prophet, not only in his life, but also after he has left this material realm. And also then, for example, seeking intercession from the Holy Quran and from the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. So before the actual translator gets into translating the work, he has a note on the translation, which is something worthy of note. So he says, the Arabic edition upon which this translation is based is the first critical edition published in Qom in 2008, edited and translated from Persian by Ra'ad al-Hajjaj. With too many errors and defects, such as drop phrases and changes, I therefore checked my translation against other reputable Sunni and Shia collections of traditions. In my own translation, I have attempted to be as literal as possible and to remain consistent in the use of technical terms. I followed the Arabic text as closely as I could undertake without seriously damaging readability and accuracy. I have not added any explanatory notes upon the request of the publisher. So one of the things that we can understand from this particular translation is that it was not translated from the original Persian. So therefore, it is possible that there are things that were lost in translation. And obviously, it is better for a person to go to the original book and to check it with them if they are able to read the book in that particular language. So, inshallah, for the benefit of our dear listeners, we'll be reading a part of this book in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
صلوا عليه شفيع الأمة في ذكر الرسول تشحذ الهمة يا ربي بجاه النبي أزح الغمة يا ربي بجاه النبي أزح الغمة صلوا عليه شفيع الأمة في ذكر الرسول تشحذ الهمة يا ربي بجاه النبي أزح الغمة يا ربي بجاه النبي أزح الغمة صلوا عليه شفيع الأمة في ذكر الرسول تشحذ الهمة يا ربي بجاه النبي أزح الغمة يا ربي بجاه النبي
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled A Reinterpretation of the Doctrine of Intercession, written by Ayatollah Hassan Tahiri and translated by Salam Judy. So the part that we would like to read from is titled Leader's Intercession, that the Imam or the leader of a community has the right to intercede for those who follow him. So leader's intercession, all the acts and deeds undertaken by man in this world will be embodied and represented in their true form on the day of resurrection. As well, man's material and supersensory relationships with others will assume an external form in that world. If an individual guides another to the straight path, a relationship of leader and follower develops between them and takes on a certain form on the day of judgment. If an individual is a follower or a leader in this world, he will take on the form of the follower or leader in the next. The leaders of truth will convey their followers to external felicity in the hereafter and intercede on their behalf towards the attainment of divine blessings and perfections. However, the leaders of falsehood will intercede for their helpers to convey them to the internal chastisement. In that, they have contributed to their misguidance and error in this world. On this basis, leaders' intercession counts as one of the varieties of intercession. In his noble book, God says, on the day when we shall call all men with their record, Imam, Surah 17 or chapter 17, verse number 71. Concerning Pharaoh, he says, he shall go before his people on the day of resurrection and will lead them down to the fire. Chapter 11, verse number 98. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the real, true and pure intercession of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, to make us of those who are capable and able and have the ability to get that intercession from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, both in this world and in the hereafter. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.